Tony Cousins, 2-0 victors here today, Longford over Coghill Celtic. And I suppose coming into the game and you come this far north, you'd be expecting a tricky encounter, and Coghill put it up to you today.
They did, yeah, definitely. They were very competitive, and you know, I think you're looking for that first goal, and we had a couple of chances early on that would have settled us down fairly quickly, but we missed them. And to be fair to the Coghill lads, they never stopped going, and you know, but at half time just said to the lads to move the ball a little bit quicker and just be patient, and something will come for us. And you know, once you get the first goal, will not get you on your way. Yeah.
Was there a bit of frustration maybe at half time, because I think it was David had the best two chances of the first half, which could have put you in the front foot at that stage?
Yeah, there was, but you know, you just have to make sure that you keep your focus at the back, and you know, make sure that we keep doing the right things. I felt that we had to play a little bit quicker. We were a little bit slower at playing in the first half at times. And I thought we upped the second half. And, you know, I'm just delighted to get the win. You know, when the first goal went in, you know, it settled us down. And, you know, this was always going to be a tricky tie. So just delighted to be into the quarterfinals.
Was there a bit of luck maybe in that first goal, or was it that you pressurised them that much that resulted in the miss kick?
I think what happens is if you're piling the pressure on, it just, you know, people do make mistakes then. And I think, to be fair to the lad, he was trying to, I think Lorcan had hit it towards goal, or David had hit it towards goal, so he was trying to clear off the line, and, you know, it's one of those things. So, you know, I think it was a bit of pressure, but, you know, I think we deserved it overall.
Yeah.
But that's not taken away from the Coghill lads.
Because after that goal, they put it up to you more at any stage in the game, particularly in the 10 minutes after that.
They did, yeah, but I felt the game opened up a little bit, which was good for us as well.
Yeah.
Because there was more spaces that we could maybe exploit, and so you know, overall, you know, the most important thing for us was to get into the next round. And these are tricky ties; you're expected to win, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You've got to go and do it, and thankfully we did.
Just opening up the spaces, that was very evident, and the lead up to the second goal down both channels and running across the box.
Yeah, we kept the ball well, and we moved it. And to be fair to Killeen, he got a great cross in, and Lorcan coming in off the other side. To be fair, Killeen made a difference for us as well down the left-hand side. He gave us a little bit more impetus there. So, we kept the ball well then. We saw out the game well, which was important.
Yeah. And you named a team for tonight's game, which was almost at full strength. It was just two changes from the last time out against Limerick.
Yeah, I just felt that, you know, we needed to go 4-4-2, have a bit of more width in our team, and with David going up with Gary to try put them on the back foot immediately. And we have been playing three in the middle, so I just wanted to change it, because with the reports I'd had on Coghill, I felt it was the best way for us to play against them.
Things haven't been going your way in recent times in the league. Suppose this is a welcome booster, a good confidence booster for the boys getting a victory.
Yeah, but the only thing is, you know, we've drawn three of the last four, and three of those draws have been away to Limerick, away to Dundalk. We drew with Drogheda at home, which is a game that we should have won. We had enough chances to win. So I haven't really been too displeased. We've conceded in the last couple of games a lot of goals, so The clean sheet comes at the right time for us, but you know, we just need to park that now. The draws tomorrow, but then our focus will be next Saturday, and it's a real battle in the Premiership. You know, particularly it's an eye opener. You go in the full time teams, and you can see later on in the season they kind of come into their own fitness wise, but. Like, unfortunately for us, we've picked up a good few injuries we did in the period the last month or so, and we've got a couple of bodies back now, which makes a difference to us.
Just finally on the cup, we managed to get a home draw now in the next round, the quarterfinals, because you haven't been there since 2009.
Yeah, no, that's what you're looking at. You know, we'll just wait and see tomorrow. But you know, a home draw is obviously what you're looking for, and you know, there's a few of the big boys gone already, so maybe you'd be hoping maybe Dundalk meet another one of the big teams, and it kind of would open up the cup, really.
Listen, thanks for talking to us, and well done today, Tony.
Thank you. Appreciate it.